Missy Dentress music pulsing in the background. The lights go to black, and as the crowd continues to cheer in anticipation for a WWE Heavyweight Champion, the traditional spotlights continue to dance across our arena floor, and as the entranceway fills with smoke through the fog, there he is, standing atop the ramp, wearing his red and white Canadian Maple Leaf wrestling tights. It's absolutely real. The crowd continues to chant, and as Lee Real points to his left, he introduces his publicist, Madison, and now giving the double index fingers to his right, he introduces the Trans-Can Superman, Homeless Bob. Let's go to the ring for our opening introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our main event of the evening. Boys and girls, children of all ages, men and women all around the globe, WWE and Millennium Enterprises proudly present to you the most electrifying, the most death-defying, the most mystifying show known to the universe. Introducing first his super sidekick and hardcore hobo. Ladies and gentlemen, he is homeless, he is out of control, and he is named Bob! And then Golden Whisper. From Toronto, Ontario, Canada, he weighed in tonight at a slim, grim, jack, 253 pounds of pure entertainment. He is the reigning WEWA Heavyweight Champion, the Canadian Wrestle God, Absolute
Folks, I don't know how to say this, other than this could be Absolutely Real's last chance at the World Heavyweight title until the Grinder in March. And I believe Lee Real completely understands what's at risk here, what's at stake. During the week, Lee Real has reflected on his past and how Rick Righteous has been a thorn in his side for over 3 years. Remember, it was Righteous who sent Lee Real packing by breaking his leg. And it was Righteous who said at that time that Lee Real would never step foot or even wrestle in WWE ever again. Well, as you can see, Lee Real has gone through aquatic training. Lee Real has asked for Madison's help. And in my opinion, there isn't anything Lee Real could have done to prepare more for this match than he has already done this month. And prepare he has. And that's why I say right now that this is Lee Real's last chance. Because if he cannot defeat Rick Righteous when he's 100% on top of his game, then it's simply never going to happen. Speaking of the World Heavyweight Champion, let's go to the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is at this time that Mr. Righteous asks that you all stand and bow your heads in a moment of silence out of respect for your Messiah.
How lucky you are that the Messiah, Rick Righteous, has decided to grace your unworthy souls with my very presence. Boo all you want, because if I decide to leave, your lives go right back to being the meaningless causes of boredom that it was before you stepped into this arena. Not your wives, parents, or children. I alone am your sole reason for living. Coming here tonight merely shows a small tribute to the Lord of Wrestling. What the Messiah has put together, the Messiah can take apart. And what you're about to witness is the Messiah's will being done. Let us pray. Our Messiah, Rick Righteous, who blesses us with his presence on earth, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done all over the world. Give us this day our undeserving blessing from you, as we forgive those who trespass against you, O Lord. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the boredom, the lie, and the blasphemy that comes forward from your opponent's mouth. For thine is the world, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The smoke fills the entranceway, and there he stands, absorbing this very hostile response from the Madison Square Garden crowd. Nodding his head, Rice just looks as cocky and as arrogant as only he can, and either Rick is really deaf, or he simply just doesn't care.
He's coming to the ring by the very sexy Kiki. Ladies and gentlemen, we request at this time that you all stop standing and get on your knees and bow down to your Messiah, for he has come as it was written. Standing 6'5" inches tall and weighing in at 287 pounds of chiseled steel and sex appeal, he hails from Los Angeles, California, and he is the most decorated champion in professional wrestling history. A former World Tag Team Champion, TV Champion, International Multi-Time World Heavyweight Champion. He has broken all the rules and all the current records for the WWA's longest title reign. He has retired more wrestlers and more former world champions in the history of eWrestling.org. And it was not he who needed anybody, but it was you who needed him. The man who single-handedly rid WWA of the Black Knight, retired Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. He is the reigning, undisputed eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, the living legend who doesn't like you and doesn't need you, introducing to you the one and only true Messiah, Rick Righteous!
Folks, you're not going to believe this. I've just been handed a memo that says since Rick Righteous apparently cannot hear, WWA President Scott Champion has allowed Warren Hayes and Kiki to use flashlights as a means to signal Rick Righteous if the referee needs him to break a hold. Flashlights? Are you kidding me? Excuse me for stating the obvious, but couldn't a flashlight be used to blind Lee Real, thus costing him the match? You know what? Forget it. I'm just going to shut up before I lose my job. Unbelievable. But he's not even here, and Lee Real's already getting screwed. Oh, and look at this. This is precious. Entering the ring is Rick Righteous, and the referee is now trying to check him for illegal objects, but Righteous is walking away from him like he doesn't hear. Hey, Mario! Mario! He can hear you. Tap him on the shoulder. You gotta check him. Oh, come on, Warren. You don't expect me to believe that. He's ignoring the referee so he can cheat. He's not deaf. You know it, and I know. The whole world knows it, Warren. You threw you too, Kiki. Oh, yeah? Well, shake this leg and it sings Jingle Bells, you stupid slut. You threw you too, Hayes. Folks, once again, I apologize for my words, but this show isn't about me or my comments towards Warren Hayes or Kiki. It's about two warriors who in about 10 seconds are going to get it on for the most value prize in professional wrestling today. Buckle up, strap yourselves in, because the referee has called for the bell, and here we go! The crowd settles down, and as both men semicircle around the logo, it appears that they're going to engage in a collar tie. Quick transition by Righteous into an arm ringer, and Rick Righteous starts off this match in control. Lee Real grimaces from the screen, and Righteous turns up the heat by cracking Lee Real's joint in a circular motion, twisting the arm up towards the heavens and bending at the wrist. It looks like Rick Righteous is going to take the lead. Real does a two-step and pull. Liam winds a hold and reverses the arm ringer. Oh, into a hammerlock, and I think Rick Righteous just got a taste of how fast Lee Real can actually be inside the ring. Righteous looks to get some wiggle room and going side to side and stepping back and through it. Rick, who counters with a hammerlock of his own, retaking control of the match. Lee Real fires back at the nasty oval to the side of the head and stunning the champion. Real pushes Righteous into ropes with a hard Irish whip. Here comes Righteous off the nylon and ducking down. Lee Real springboards up into the air, leaving Righteous come up the rope for a second consecutive time. Real looks for the hip goes for Righteous, counters with a heavy-handed side headlock, stifling the move, and that's how you ground Lee Real if you want to defeat him. Righteous tells Real he's going to show him how it's done, and lifting Real up into a hip toss. Lee Real goes up to the top. He's got the head scissors. Getting across the canvas is Righteous, and my God, that's how quick Lee Real is. You cannot tell Lee Real what you're going to do before you do it, because it's hard enough just to do it to begin with. Off the canvas and turning up the face when he's not in a standoff. The crowd gets to their feet and listens to the cheers and appreciation for the move selection from both the champion and the challenger. Circling the logo, both men dive in for a second time and engage in another collar tie. Righteous immediately applies a side headlock following the path as before, and grinding Lee Reel set up within his fist. Righteous tries to invoke the pain in Lee Reel's slightly cauliflowered ear. Oh my god, folks, Reel might be passing out and rotating forward. He's going down! He's going down! Oh my god, he's got an inside cradle! Referee in position for the one, two, three, no, barely getting out is Rick Righteous, folks. And my god, was that close. Righteous is furious, but he's going to continue his concentration by going back to the side headlock for a fourth time. And I believe I understand the strategy of Rick Righteous. If Rick can keep Lee Reel close and prevent him from flying off the top rope, then there's no way Lee Reel can set up his highlight of the night finisher. Off the top comes Reel with the side headlock still applied and driving his fist into the kidney area of the world champion. Rick seems to be bothered by the impact. Oh my god, I didn't expect that to hurt Righteous. Pushing Righteous into the ropes, Righteous wins the battle of the bronze, sending Lee Reel back towards the canvas with a bloody shoulder block, dragging Lee Reel to the upright position. Rick uses the Irish whip to get things going his way, but Reel reverses the hold. Off the rebound, brings Lee Reel leaping into the air. Righteous counters with a faraway hot shot into the corner, and my god, did you see Lee Reel's head bounce off the top turnbuckle? I don't think Reel can continue. Oh, he had to have seen stars on that move. Righteous licks his chops and he looks like the big bad wolf after eating Goldilocks' grandmother and falling in practice with a particle suplex. Reel grabs hold of the rope, stomping down on the move, clamping his legs around Rick's head. Reel bends, he twists, right happens, getting across the canvas. Righteous can't believe it, and I have to be honest with you folks, neither can I. Reel wastes no time, stepping up the pace and hurling Rick into the ropes, courtesy of a hard Irish whip. Reel goes to the bed. Up once again, and he's got Righteous flat on his back. Nasty precision punches strike the dazed Rick. Righteous and pulling Rick to his feet. Reel immediately tosses him into the opposite side of the ring. Moving in, Reel is quick to land a pair of heavy-handed open chops. And Rick grabs his chest in pain. The champion reverses position in the corner and returning fire. Rick Righteous with a pair of nasty chops of his own. Almost knocked the nipple right off the challenger's chest. Irish whip into the corner. My Righteous is forced by Reel and rocked me on a dais. Righteous stumbles from the turnbuckle and leaping into the air. The challenger connects with both feet to the face. My god, what an awesome double foot drop kick. All balance, Righteous is forced through the ropes and falling hard onto the concrete floor, hitting the back of his head. Rick Righteous cannot believe the resiliency of Absolutely Reel. Staggering to his feet with a glazed look in his eye, Righteous spins towards the ring and looking up. Reel comes down hard with the force of a high-flying suicide dive. Pushing an injured Righteous back into the ring under the bottom ropes. Lee Reel breaks the eyes, blinding the champion. Irish whip, reversal by the world champion, followed up with a nice sleeper. And sing him a lullaby because Lee Reel is going to sleep. The champion has on the sleeper tight, and Reel is fading fast. It appears the referee is looking close. Oh my god, is he going to stop the match? Gripping the challenger's arm, it falls once. Up and down, still no response. If Reel cannot respond, this one is over. Go! Lee Reel begins to sink. Elbow by Reel shakes the surprise Righteous. Another one clears the face. Careful by Righteous into the corner. Forces Reel back into the upright position. And popping off hard, the champion unleashes with another pair of nasty knife edge chops. Underhook by Righteous transitions into the hip toss. No! Hip toss into a backbreaker. And fans, that move seriously had to jeopardize the durability in this match of Absolutely Reel. This deep advantage, Righteous forms to the back of Lee Reel and insult to injury and applying a reverse chin lock. Righteous drives the knee into the back, and I can't believe it, I'm going to say this, but Rick Righteous looks awesome tonight. Lee Reel is a WWE Heavyweight Champion and fans in a federation full of awesome heart-stopping talent. That moniker says miles for what Lee Reel has already accomplished in his career and since he's returned from injury. Reel reaches over his head. Oh, he just slapped the ears of Rick Righteous, and the champion immediately releases a hold. And my god, maybe Rick Righteous can hear again. He's looking around the ring in shock, and if Righteous can hear, hey, how do you like that? It means he really was suffering from a hearing loss. Call Dr. Bombay because Lee Reel has just taken a forearm to the face. Call me in the morning. Hook and leg. One, two, three. No way. Just kicks out and forcing this contest to continue. Look at Lee Real begin to argue with the referee. Off the canvas and interrupts with the hard Irish whip throws the champion and coming off of the rebound. Wow! What a total world backbreaker by Real. Like this has been giving up, and I'm not sure what's wrong with him. But ever since Lee Real slapped the eardrums of Rick Righteous, the champion just hasn't been the same. Righteous seems out of it, and the referee is looking at him very close, and I don't blame him. Clear across the ring, Lee Real has gone the top ropes and leaping off into the air. Oh my God! Line of the night. Rick Righteous is in trouble. One, two, I don't believe it. Three, Lee Real has defeated Rick Righteous. And we have a brand new wrestling title world heavyweight champion. Rolling over and onto his knees and pounding the canvas with fists of joy. Lee Real has defeated Rick Righteous. And into the ring comes Madison and Homeless Bob. And they're helping Lee Real strap on the world heavyweight championship belt. Lee Real kisses Madison and climbing the turnbuckle. I can't even hear myself think. It happened so fast. It happened so quick. And I don't think Warren Hayes or Sexy Sasha even know what happened. I'm shocked. Folks, for a solid year, Lee Real has been in hot pursuit of Rick Righteous. And each time Lee Real closed the gap, it was Mr. McKee who conducted the interference. Well, there was no Mr. McKee here tonight. And it seems like it's poetic justice that on the night where Mr. McKee was banned from WWA, that Rick Righteous should also lose his World Heavyweight Championship belt as well. And angry and concerned Warren Hayes and an emotional Sexy Sasha have pulled Righteous from the ring and heading up to the ramp. I'm not sure even Rick knows what just happened. Folks, Rick Righteous is hurt. And even though I hate to say it, because I hate this guy with a passion, let's hope there isn't something very seriously wrong with Rick Righteous. Oh, well, wait a minute. What in the world is this? Who is that?
Bravo! 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 Bravo!
Who the hell is that on the oval truck? Looks like some crazy purple-haired freak. This couldn't be Mr. Batiste's new signing. Did he make one more signing before he was kicked out of WWA?
I must say, gentlemen, that after watching that display in the back, I've only got one thing to say. If this is the best that WWA has to offer, this is going to be a cakewalk.
What an utter lack of disrespect by this guy. You've got to be kidding. And how dare he interrupt this celebration of Absolutely Real.
I mean, seriously. Was this some sort of a joke thrown by Mr. Kachin and the official? Does he have Ashton Kutcher in the back waiting to punk everybody?
No!
Rick Righteous? Lee Ryle? The main event? Come on! First you got Lee Ryle. The absolute Lee Ryle. Well, Lee Ryle, as far as I'm concerned, you absolutely suck.
What the hell is this guy talking about? Lee Real should be commended for returning to the ring after a major leg injury. And you know what? It was Lee Real's pure devotion, you idiot, and love for this business that brought him back. And the name is Real, you purple-ass clown, not Ryle.
And Rick Righteous, the Messiah? The Messiah, Rick Righteous? Don't even get me started on that. Everyone thinks that Rick Righteous is this great guy and this wonderful person and this wonderful role model. Well, let me tell you something, Rick Righteous. After watching that pathetic display of athletic prowess you put on tonight, you've only proven that the only thing that you can carry into a ring is a hypodermic needle and a case of gonorrhea.
Oh my God, is he purposely trying to set Rick Righteous up? The man can barely sit. You know, Rick has a short fuse. But you know what? This isn't the Rick Righteous that this idiot is addressing. He's injured. He's tired. He's visibly lethargic. And you know what? I don't make excuses for Rick Righteous often. But if Rick Righteous wasn't so dazed, he would run into the back right now and rip your purple head off. You know what? Why don't you just shut the hell? Hey, Grimace, go get yourself a hamburger.
Oh, now, no threat now, Rick and Lee. don't worry about it. Oh, how rude of me. I forgot. Let me introduce myself. I am the Spectre. Of course, most people call me Greek, Statistic Nuts. It doesn't matter to me because everybody, sooner or later, will fall victim to the guillotine. You don't know what that is? You'll soon find out. Now, with that little business out of the way, we can get on to the matter at hand, which is the champion.
Champ, what can I say, guys? What can I say?
You are the man. You are the man, and everybody is looking at you. You have the WEWA World Title. That's fantastic.
Of course.
There is that little thing called commitment. And that little thing called pressure. That is required. And that you must uphold in order to give the world title its just deserves. Do you have the ability to give the world title its honor and its integrity that it deserves? Can you seriously look me in the eye right here, and tell me that you can give the world title its honor and integrity? I think not. Why? Because I've seen your type before, champ. You're all alike. You do all the same thing. You get the belt and put it around your waist. You shine it up. You get that little grin in your face, that little twinkle in your eye. And you show it off and you kiss the ass of all the fans. And soon all that glory goes to your head. Well, that's pathetic. And that will be your downfall. Someday, champ, you and I will score off in the ring. And whether at the time you're the champ or not, it doesn't matter. Everybody falls victim to the guillotine. You see, I am the Spectre. And if you think you can defeat me,
yeah, nice to meet you, Spectre. Now go back to the set of Batman or wherever the hell you came from. Well, folks, unfortunately, it appears that the Spectre is the newest WWA rostered wrestler. But if he thinks it's going to be easy, if Spectre thinks he's going to be just walking through people and having some type of cakewalk, then I believe Spectre is sadly mistaken. Especially when it comes to our new World Heavyweight Champion Lee Real and the former World Heavyweight Champion Rick Righteous. Inside the ring, Lee Real is furious. Lee Real is kicking the ropes and he is screaming at home. Oh my god! From the crowd comes Derek Parks and he just drilled home with Bob in the head with a steel chair. And Mike Morrison has just knocked out Lee Real with one earth-shattering thunderstruck super kick. On the outside, Sarah Richards has pummeled Madison into La La Land, and fans, the new era of the NDW is now here in WWA. Look at Parks and Morrison. Look at them go to work on Real with a relentless barrage of closed-handed punches. Don't stop taking the champion's hands behind his back. He's going to be the best. Morrison drives right through Lee Real's face with a second thunderstruck finisher. And I think he might have broken Lee Real's jaw. Oh, my God. Look at the impact. Oh, it just had a... Look at it. Look at Lee Real's face completely shift. A scowling Mike Morrison now scrapes the drooling Lee Real from his back and tossing him over the park. The former three-time champion steps down. Oh, neck-breaking GBU stunner. Lee Real is now getting his ass handed to him by the NDW and crawling from the ring. Madison throws. Oh, my gosh. She's throwing herself over Lee Real. And thank God, the beating's going to stop. Oh, come on, guys. No. Don't even dare think about hurting that woman. Don't you dare, Parks! Don't you dare more. Hey, don't rub your hands together. Lee Real needs help. Somebody come from the back. Somebody come to Lee Real's rescue. He needs a knight in shining white armor. It's him. It's him. Slipping down the aisle in his jeans, but with no dress shirt on. Tell himself, dives into the ring of the bottom ropes with his belt wrapped around his frustrated fist. Bizarre looks like he was just hit by a truck, but not too injured to come to the rescue of a woman. Cyril Bizarre cannot sit back and watch the NDW contemplate hurting Madison as the NDW bails from the ring, laughing at both Bizarre and Rio. Look at Cyril Bizarre help Lee Real up to his feet. He's handing him the world title. Cyril looks into the crowd. He raises Lee Real's arm, and my God, a ragged Madison is now up and embracing a man he shared not love before. Look at the pitch. My God, what an emotional moment for Lee Real. What an emotional show. But folks, we're out of time. So on behalf of the WWEWrestling.org and Mr. Mateen, we'll see you in 4 short weeks when Sunday Superstars will come to you live from the hometown of Absolutely Real. Good night, God bless, and congratulations to our brand new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion.
Dan Rather,
although details of his illness are still sketchy,
many are worried that the mighty New York-based company is destined to fold, while many are saying the reins of the organization might temporarily be passed down to a wrestler close to Mr. T. No one knows the fate of the place that coined the phrase and George Brutality and simply the best. Reports from WWE have confirmed that Mr. McKee may be in a battle for control over the business that he started in 1999. If he started
WWE!
As of Jack Raven has shocked the world as WWA has suffered yet another in-ring death. Mr. McKee says that the company was not responsible, but was clearly a mistake on its former superstar's part. In a high-dollar signing, WWA has just announced the hiring of the crippler, Matt McClain. Another report out of New York says that former NWA superstar Ulbricht has come out of retirement to ink a deal with eWrestling.org. Joining Primetime Central, Mr. McKee has repaired his relationship with one of the largest international markets in wrestling history.
Welcome to the Ask McKee Show!
Jerry, I'm sorry, man.
Who the hell is this? If I found who you are, call into my show, I'll shine your life!
Are you tired of lame t-shirts that always fade after the first loss?
Welcome to Sunday Superstars! As long as I'm alive, you will never step into WWE ring!
Mr. McKee continues to build steam in face of a huge defection of BATW superstars at SummerSlam. He is hell-bent on making WWA the biggest thing since the True Greatness Mike Morrison Collection. Another ring death has shocked WWA, and Mr. McKee has said that it was not the company's fault. In a high-dollar signing, WWA just announced the hiring of the crippler, Matt McClain. Another report out of New York says former NWA superstar Ulbricht has come out of retirement to ink a deal with Mr. McKee. Rejoining Primetime Central, Mr. McKee has repaired his international relationship, making him one of the most successful promotions in the United States today. After several treatments of chemotherapy, the scare is over for eWrestling.org owner Mr. T, as he has been told that he is cancer-free. Although a few more preventative treatments are required, followed by a small series of radiations for a small lump in his chest, he is expected to make a full recovery.
WWE, I have seen it next, the Lord in the Grand Reaper Grand. So let this be a lesson to every superstar who has ever questioned the leadership
of this great intelligent wrestling machine. In the face of darkness, we saw hope. In the hardest of times, we never gave up. And in my most proud of moments, you people, you gave me the will to live. And from the bottom of my soul, I give you people, and I give certain individuals special thanks. These are the people who saw me down, and instead of walking over me to make their futures better, they took the time to pick me up, offering their support and loyalty. In front of the world, I pledge my friendship. The very deep shot heart, Brayton, Mike Morrison, Chris Ross, absolutely real. The Messiah, Rick Ratchet. Damn, goddamn, Madden. And finally, the ball wonder himself, Daryl Bizarre. Bless you all for your kindness. And bless you all for your unselfish decision. And come in hell or high water, I'm gonna see y'all again and grind and stick when I show you just how forgiving this old man can be. I love you guys for keeping us alive. And I hope wherever this business may take you in the future, that you remember your time now and cherish our moments together. WWE! It's good to be alive!
Remember, folks, this talk cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Petit or pwrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.